This is Amy, and Amy's going to start now with giving us some context and the theme of her project and just expanding upon our progress so far. Over to you, Amy.
So, for my project, I chose steampunk because I was actually sort of asking some people if they have any eras of time, because I wanted to do something like a historical era, because I really like the whole aesthetics of them, and they really interested me with details, and I actually got steampunk as one, so I looked into that and I actually found that I really liked it because of the styles and the details and the many possibilities that I could have. So I sort of went into the whole idea, and I actually thought that with the theme of all these sort of mechanical structures and machinery, that it would be quite interesting to create characters that have that included. So I actually found the story Beauty and the Beast quite interesting, because of the inanimate characters, the clock and the candle holder, and so because I sort of really liked the whole idea, because clocks really tie into this theme as well. So I sort of looked into that, and I picked out some three characters that I found really interesting the most, and I thought could work really well. For my experimentation, I actually got feedback from one of my tutors that I could make these sort of little maquettes out of old screws and any metals that I could find. And so I started looking at the characters, and I thought of shape language, which I actually researched as well. And I sort of tried connecting them to the objects themselves. Like for the clock, I used a lot of circles and round edges. For the candle holder, I used lots of straight lines and tried to make him quite slim and all that. And I even found the feather dust brush quite interesting, because when looking at a steampunk book, I had found this one person who makes really nice corsets and quite elegant looks, and another who actually makes hats with lots of feathers and all that. So I thought that could really work with the character itself and all that.
Sorry to interrupt. Would you expand to us what shape language is? Because are you aware of what shape language is, guys?
It's sort of presenting the character, how they are, and their sort of characteristics, things that you could link with them through their body shape, or the sort of ways that the folds work on their clothes. For example, you could use lots of sharp lines and all that for a character who's more agitated, or a lot more frustrated at times.
So in a way, you could if you wanted to make research, you could look about maybe the Mr. Men.
Yeah.
There's a link of what shape language is, because the way they do the different characters. Mr. Sneeze is a big spiky triangular
sort of
sneeze.
And they use SpongeBob quite a lot for character.
Okay, I get that now. I understand that now. Does that make sense to everyone else?
Yeah. It's really clever.
I guess in James and Giant Peach, where you've got Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spike. And Aunt Spike is very thin, and Aunt Sponge is a rotund lady. And
really good use of research there.
Okay, yeah. I just have to put it in my sketchbook, which I do plan to do
yes,
this weekend.
Please.
Yeah.
Yes,
you've mentioned it now.
I think as well, these characters, do you want to pass these characters around, Amy?
Okay. I'll pass them that way.
I actually think you've gone quite advanced with these as experiments. I think actually you could have gone a little bit slower and just done little faces out of just two bolts and a nose, just as you know, done literally a real quick series of creating tinier characters, you know, just through facial, through nuts and bolts and little, and it might be worth sort of revisiting that. And have you ever heard of the term pareidolia?
No.
Right, so I, as a bit of research, I would look at some pareidolia. So pareidolia is where you see faces in everything. Like I have it, like if I look at a light switch, I'll see it smiling. I think most creatives do, you know, when you're like, oh, that rock looks like it's got a face. Oh, that, oh, look at the way that that kitchen, utensil.
That bag smiling at
me. Yeah, it's like that bag smiling at me. So that's called pareidolia, and a lot of creatives have that. So that's probably a really interesting area to look at.
Okay.
But can we see these? I want to see these.
They're great. They are. You're right. They're really advanced experiments.
Yeah. Like, what do you guys think of these? They're kind of cute, hey?
And not many people experiment with welding and stuff like that. So.
I actually know someone, my stepdad's friend, he does like art with metal as well.
What's his name? Do you know his name? Would you find out for Amy? Give you his name, because then that's good research. And Amy, if you are in time and contact Lady Sachs, maybe he'll let you come up and get some photographs or primary research, or even show you some techniques.
Yeah, or processes, materials.
Have you enjoyed doing these?
Yeah.
You look, you know, like somewhere, you know, when work comes along sometimes, and you're like, you can tell someone's enjoyed making these.
And it's the way you talk about it. You're clearly invested within this project. How do you envision these sort of developing?
Well, I've like created a few sort of rough sheets for the characters. And like here, I did like some experimentations with like possible clothing types and how I could connect them to the object itself. And there was actually like some things that I found around the workshop that I thought could be like quite a good influence as well for like that character there. He's got like the little hat that's at the moment fallen a bit, but I found it and I sort of thought that it, like, it really like reminded me of what you use to like light a candle out, and I thought that could like link with him really well and all that. And so I've like found a few different materials that really like show kind of like shapes as well. Like for example, that guy there, he's got like a sort of oil can, and like it really worked with like how he was like sort of bigger and all that. And
so, Amy, are you interested in then turning these into 2D drawings?
Yeah.
Because the other option here is that you just make giant ones for these for your show.
Okay,
that's what.
Like, and you get tires, and you just start going bigger and make characters out of junk.
Okay.
As character design and do smaller drawings. I almost feel the drawings will be a little bit boring compared to
these are exciting
items. So I almost would almost consider topping up your new skills of getting in the workshop and maybe just thinking about having bigger character designs that you've done in a steampunk manner with some backup drawings of the character. I just feel like these are, like, I don't know, you guys, would you prefer to sort of, like, if you were going to a show, would you sort of enjoy seeing sort of large versions of these versus sort of drawings, or?
Yeah, probably more physical.
A little bit more physical that you can interact with and give the characters. What do you think, Tira?
No, I agree with Layla. I think it could be a lot cooler to see them bigger than paper drawn.
And also, I think if she's doing the larger scale, she could also implement like the clock elements, you can make it out of maybe clock parts or candle parts and stuff like that.
Yeah, because there is that clock element missing from these.
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier, and I don't see it yet. And that would really tie in the steampunk theme even more so.
Oh, you can have so much from this. You know, you can put this onto a literal get a clock face with a clock and put them on the clock face, or make a clock with a character. You know, the ideas are limitless, really. With this, because it's kind of a nice solid idea, but I actually think go big and physical rather than 2D.
Yeah,
definitely. Like, get to junkyards now, start collecting junk, because then you can look as artist research as the everyday, as in the what's it, ready made.
Yeah,
does everyone know what I mean when I talk about ready made? No, so the ready made is, you know, has everyone seen the urinal? He calls it fine art. It's just it's.
Oh,
it's
is that Duchamp?
Duchamp. Everyone heard of Duchamp? So
we've
the
shown you it in
yeah.
the textual.
So he invented the idea of the ready-made. So the item is already made, and he turns it into art.
Through conceptualising.
By conceptualising it. So you could get literally like a broomstick, you know, stuff that already exists, and just by tacking something on the side and putting two goggly eyes on a mop head, becomes a character.
I just had another idea. At the dump, they've got loads of stuff there as well, and I think you're allowed to take stuff out, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think if you ask
totally.
Nicely, flutter those lashes.
So I actually think that could be your, this could be your fork of like, actually, I'm just going to make some giant ones.
Okay.
And that's more experiments for you then to be like, right, now I've got to get my head around how I make a big torso.
And then that would fit in so well with the UAL, who really push sustainability. So make sure that that's sort of explicit in your sketchbook, because you're
okay.
using farm materials.
And I think Ian Rolls down at the dump made a robot out
yes,
of
he did. And he made a big sign out of bottle caps.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
So it's
yeah, okay.
back up then in artist research for you.
I had Donald, there's like a CD gorilla as well.
Yes,
ah.
I've seen that.
Now we're cooking with gas. See, that's there's your influences, there's your artist research, you know. And why can I just ask, why did steampunk appeal to you in particular? Out of all, does everyone know what steampunk is? Amy, do you want to maybe sort of explain a little bit, just so that the gang know what steampunk is?
It's like sort of, it's really based on like the 19th century mainly, and it's like a more sort of technological, like industrial version of the 19th century. There's a lot more like machinery and like all that kind of involved, and it's like it's mainly like steam powered sort of things.
Would everyone agree? Like everyone's aware of it. When you see it, it's like often I see it, and they've got like this, you know, like they it's so popular, isn't it? That they I think they have like a convention. Steampunk convention, I think it's in Whitby, I don't know whether it's in Whitby or that's Dracula, anyway, there's different conventions everywhere, but everyone dresses up in like that kind of sort of Victorian, but sort of back to the future, sort of, yeah, clunky, it's sort of clunky, but it isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect timing, so
perfect.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.